feels great, man. Just knowing that I continue my career as a Texan, you know, it's a great organization, you know, and continue to build on what we started last year with Coach O'Brien and the new staff and stuff. So, you know, definitely excited about that.
Why didn't you allow more time to see what was out there for you, Kareemer?
I kind of feel like, you know, we weighed our options, and talking with my agents, you know, we talked with a couple of different teams, and you know, pretty much things were kind of similar, you know, with other teams as well. So, you know, I just figured, you know, staying here will be a, you know, better.
Was it nerve-wracking or not?
No, I don't think it was nerve-wracking. You know, it kind of happened fast. You know, it was slow at first, and then, you know, the last couple of days, you know, kind of got it done. So,
Kareem, you mentioned loyalty the other day. Can you just kind of address that a little bit and how that played in this process?
Just being a part of this organization, you know, them sticking with me, you know, through the thick and the thin, you know, just kind of, you know, growing up as a player and as a man, you know, here in Houston, you know, I mean, like I say, we weighed out options, and we think, you know, staying here was the best option.
Jonathan Joseph talked about continuity. You've played with him for a few years now, and now you get to continue, so that has to be a big thing too.
Oh, definitely. You know, just being with him every day, being around him and, you know, learning from him these last, you know, 4 or 5 years, you know, it's definitely been a great help for me in my career. So to continue to, you know, play with him and, you know, be in the locker room with him is definitely going to, you know, be something that, you know, you definitely appreciate.
You essentially had to kind of start over with new coaching staff and all. What does it mean to you that you've earned Bill's confidence enough to where they would want to extend you like this, give you a long-term contract, and you're one of, and as he said last night, you're one of his core guys?
Means a lot, you know, for him to look at me like that, it means a lot, you know. It just kind of shows that, you know, my hard work's definitely not going, you know, unseen, you know. And Coach O'Brien's a great coach. And like I said, you know, we definitely did, you know, some good things last year. And I'm definitely eager to, you know, continue to build on what we started last year.
Can you talk about from your rookie year to now and where you were coming into the league to where you are now as a player?
Man, I think it just kind of shows, you know, how much hard work, you know, can definitely pay off. You know, my rookie year, you know, was definitely a rough year for me. But at the end of the day, you know, I continue to work. I continue to get better, you know, each and every way, you know. And that's what I wanted to do. You know, I wanted to, you know, come in, get better each and every day. And, you know, it got me to this, you know, this point.
What's the most appealing part about this organization that made you want to stay loyal?
I guess, it's, you know, everybody is just kind of like family. You know, you come in, you see smiles from everybody. You know, everybody's kind of joking and stuff like that. You know, that's some of the things that I like. You know, it's a business atmosphere, but at the same time, you know, it doesn't really feel like that. You know, I think, you know, and, you know, playing this game, you definitely got to have fun. And, you know, last year, I think we started to, you know, have fun again.
The organization, the coaches, that showed confidence in you. You return that to them, signing here, believing that the playoffs, bigger things are ahead.
Oh, definitely. You know, like I said, to go from 2-14 to, you know, what we did last year, you know, is definitely a big improvement for us. And, you know, we'll continue to build on that next year and years to come. So, like I said, we're definitely excited about, you know, the next couple of years.
And for you, it was 1 year to kind of get that confidence in the coaching staff. How easy was it for you to believe in them?
It's pretty easy, you know, buying into the system, you know, with Coach O'Brien coming from, you know, his background, you know, a winning background, he definitely, you know, had what it take to come in and, you know, kind of get everybody to buy into the systems. And, you know, we, you know, just seeing it, we knew it would work. So, you know, we definitely had to do that, you know, as a team. And, you know, I'm definitely glad to, you know, continue my career here.
Kareem, how about you watching what's going on in free agency right now, specifically with this team and Ryan Mount and so on and so forth?
I mean, I'm watching, but at the same time, I'm excited. I know my future, you know. But, I think the coach is definitely going to make, you know, every move necessary, you know, to better this team. So, you know, I'll just sit back and watch and, you know, and see who will be here with us in OTAs.
You know, you're on the other side. What did you see from Ryan when he was out there last year as quarterback?
Definitely. He definitely is very talented, you know. You know, he has that big-time arm. You know, he's definitely a great leader out there. You know, and so I think the coaches saw that as well. So, you know, and he'll be back with us next year.
You went up against Warrior. His name's being thrown around out there. What do you see?
I actually didn't get a chance to play against him this year. But I mean, like I said, you know, we all trust that, you know, Coach O'Brien is making, you know, the right moves to better this team, and, you know, we'll just kind of leave it all at that.
You're obviously all the way at the other end of the locker room, but how would it change without being in there?
You know, just talking to Andre, man, you know, it'll definitely be, you know, probably the greatest Houston Texan or, you know, one of them. But at the end of the day, you know, it's still a business, you know, and, you know, this kind of shows, you know, that, you know, everybody just kind of had to handle their business, you know, and whatever, you know, whichever way, you know, it'll definitely, you know, make the team better or for players, you know, you have to make the best decision to, you know, continue their career somewhere else. But at the end of the day, you know, we definitely all still love him. You know, we definitely appreciate everything he does for us.